She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
This is the battle of wits based on news and pop culture, and we call the game Are You Smarter Than Katie? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And we are playing for $320. What a jackpot. It is climbing. Does that make you nervous?
Yes.
Good.
Good.
Want you frosty. And we win or lose, we have tickets to go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the Golden One Center. Caller 17 is you, Gina. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready.
Good. Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions here. Here we go. In case you didn't see the news yet, Donald Trump has won the presidency. He's the second president to win two non-consecutive presidencies. Who was the other one? Grover Cleveland, Chester A. Arthur, or Woodrow Wilson?
Woodrow Wilson.
Question two. Ironically, today is National Stress Awareness, and the characters from Sesame Street are going viral to make us feel better. People desperate for an emotional hug today are sharing them with Elmo, especially with Elmo's message of Elmo loves you, and I'll remind you of that every day if you need me to. Aww. That one is shared the most. I know. Made me tear up. What is the name of the Sesame Street character that is a pink fairy?
Oh my God, I don't know. Okay. I don't know that one.
Moving on. Ariana Grande is the star of the two-part movie version of the musical Wicked that comes out in a few weeks, but her name won't appear as Ariana Grande in the movie. She's using her legal name of Butera because that was her name when she first saw Wicked, and she thought that that would be appropriate. Wicked takes place in what fictional land?
Oz.
Question four. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters fathered a baby outside of his marriage. Nobody knew if his wife of 21 years was going to leave him or not. Well, she's not. And the two have stopped working with divorce attorneys. Which is not a Foo Fighters album? There's Nothing Left to Lose, Wasting Light, or Starving in Silence?
Starving in Silence.
Question five, Amazon's been talking about how they're going to start doing deliveries by drone for a while now, and that day is finally here as they are being tested in Phoenix. Now, they can only hold packages of 5 pounds or less, though. So if you have 5-pound packages that total 60 pounds total, how many deliveries can a drone do?
12.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. Gina, where are we off to today?
I'm at work. I'm sitting in the parking lot.
Oh, that's fun. Where do you work?
I work for a crane company.
A crane company?
You know,
like making cranes or renting cranes?
We build cranes.
You build cranes.
Cranes scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, she's terrified of them. They're just so tall. You're scared of them too.
I don't blame you.
We should probably just stop making cranes.
Then how are we going to make high buildings?
We don't make high buildings anymore. Period. We just stop.
We all live just one story.
Yeah, one story. Like elementary schools in California, just all one story for some reason. All right, Gina, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, here we go. You know this by now, Donald Trump won. He's the second president to win two non-consecutive presidencies. Who was the other one? Was it Grover Cleveland, Chester A. Arthur, or was it Woodrow Wilson?
I was, funny enough, just having this conversation. It's actually Grover Cleveland. I thought it was Garfield, but it's actually Grover Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Grover Cleveland. Speaking of Grover, Sesame Street characters are trending because today is National Stress Awareness Day, and each of the characters, like Bert, Ernie, they all have tweeted out different messages to make people, to give them a little emotional hug today. Elmo's is shared the most, and Elmo's message says, Elmo loves you, and I'll remind you of that every day if you need me to.
Okay.
I love that. What is the name of the Sesame Street character that's a pink fairy?
Oh, Abby.
Yeah. Abby Cadabby. Question three. Ariana Grande is the star of the two-part movie version of the musical Wicked, but her name's not going to be Ariana Grande in the credits. She's using her legal name Butera because that was her name when she first saw Wicked on stage, and she thought that was appropriate.
So Grande is not her last, her real...
It's apparently hyphenated. Okay. Ariana Grande Butera.
Okay, because her brother goes by Grande, too, and I was going to be like, you're telling me Frankie Grande took his sister's stage name, but no.
If you've seen Frankie Grande, the answer to that is very plausible. Sure. Yeah. Wicked takes place in what fictional land?
Oz.
Yeah. Question five. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. He had a baby outside of his marriage, and nobody knew if his wife of 21 years was going to leave him or not. Well, now we know she's not.
Okay.
They have stopped working with divorce attorneys. What is not a Foo Fighters album? Is it There Is Nothing Left to Lose, Wasting Light, or Starving in Silence?
Nothing Left to Lose.
Starving in Silence is not real. Question five. Amazon has been talking about how they're going to start doing deliveries by drone for a while now. And that day is finally here. They're doing it in Phoenix. Soon, if it works out, they're going to do it everywhere.
Bezos, I don't think we need that.
He's in space. He can't hear you.
That's true.
They can only hold packages of 5 pounds or less, though. So if you have 5 pound packages totaling 60 pounds altogether.
Okay.
How many deliveries by drone are needed?
How? Okay. You have 5 pound packages that total 60 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Each one can only carry 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But don't, is it? Is it 12?
Oh my God.
Oh, what?
Yeah. How? You did it. You did it. Amazing.
Wow. I feel amazed.
You should feel amazed.
I definitely feel amazed.
Wow. All right. Gina, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Watch out for those cranes. final score. You got 3. Katie got 4. Katie wins.
In a shocking ending, I think.
So many shocking endings.
I feel shocked.
So many shocking endings today. We're going to have $20 a jackpot tomorrow, making it $340. But Gina, we're still going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra G1C on November 27th. Okay?
Yay, thank you.
You got it. Tell us what we need to hear, though.
What should we hear? Ariana Grande.
No. You are
not smarter than Katie.
Oh, I'm not smarter than Katie.
There you go. Yeah. That's fine. There you go. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. Coming up next.